There are 1,555 COVID-positive patients currently hospitalized in Ontario, including 188 COVID patients in intensive care units and 78 on ventilators. The provincial update included 19 more deaths that all occurred within the last 30 days. Since April 10, 386 people in Ontario have died because of COVID, with between 5 and 21 deaths per day. The province reported between 55 and 60 COVID deaths per week between March 6 and April 9. Since then, there have been between 73 and 102 deaths per week. COVID-19 has been the cause of, or a factor in, the death of 12,991 people in Ontario since March 2020, according to the province's daily reporting. The daily update included 1,089 lab-confirmed COVID cases. Case counts are assumed to be underestimated because of limited PCR testing and only PCR results are included in the daily case counts. Since the start of the pandemic, Public Health Ontario has confirmed 1,277,205 cases of COVID-19 and reported 1,241,929 cases recovered or resolved. The May 10 updates provided by the province's Public Health Agency and the Ministry of Health also reported the following data. Hospitalizations of the 1,555 people hospitalized with COVID, 41% were admitted because of COVID-19 and 59% were admitted for other reasons, but test positive for COVID-19. Included in the hospitalized patients, not in the ICU, are 227 unvaccinated people, 72 people with one dose of COVID vaccine, and 946 people with two or more doses of COVID-19 vaccine. 188 patients are in intensive care units with COVID-related illnesses, including 78 patients on ventilators. Among the ICU patients are 31 unvaccinated patients, 10 people with one dose of a COVID vaccine, and 75 people with two or more doses of a COVID-19 vaccine. Vaccination: about 86% of the population over 4 years old in Ontario has two or more doses of COVID vaccine, about 12.1 million people. More than 7.2 million people in Ontario have had three doses of a COVID vaccine. 10% of the eligible population, aged 5 and up, is unvaccinated. Testing Ontario labs processed 11,576 tests, resulting in a 12.4% positivity.